The World This Week. Politics.
Sudan suffered its second coup in 2 years. Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, a former general and the country's de facto president, seized control just months before he was supposed to step down. He also had the civilian prime minister arrested. Mr. Burhan said he had acted to prevent a civil war. Thousands of protesters said no, it was a blatant power grab. Soldiers opened fire on them. At least 7 people were killed and 140 wounded. Donors such as America suspended aid, but Mr. Burhan hopes for backing from undemocratic foreign powers. President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi of Egypt lifted a 4-year state of emergency. In theory, it will now be less easy for his government to quash protests, arrest dissidents without warrants, and limit various freedoms. Critics wondered how much less easy it will really be. America has threatened to withhold aid from Egypt unless it improves its human rights record. Israel moved ahead with a proposal to build 3,000 new homes for Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank. The Biden administration has condemned the plan. It may also increase tension in Israel's governing coalition, which includes dovish parties that oppose settlements. Israel held its biennial Blue Flag military exercise over the Negev Desert. Aircraft from America, Britain, France, India and other countries joined the drill. The head of the United Arab Emirates Air Force also watched. The exercise pitted Israel and its allies against the fictional Dragonland, which has military capabilities remarkably similar to Iran's. A cyber attack in Iran disrupted the sale of subsidized fuel, resulting in long queues at petrol stations. A group calling itself Predatory Sparrow claimed responsibility, but the authorities blamed an unnamed state actor. The hackers also took control of digital billboards, making them ask, "Khomeini, where is our fuel?" Ayatollah Ali Khomeini is Iran's supreme leader. The UN said that more than half of Afghans would go hungry this winter without help, and that the proportion who subsist on less than $1.90 a day would rise from roughly half before the Taliban seized power in August to a shocking 97% by mid-2022. It said Afghanistan was about to become the world's worst humanitarian crisis. Residents of Kabul are selling possessions in the streets to buy food.